tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's May 14th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. As you guys probably know by now, we're back to our old format, going back to the news of the day, all the great electrification, EV emissions, sustainability, utility news that is fit to print. And we are starting, of course, with Tesla. Tesla's Chinese deliveries dropped to a scary low level. That's according to Fred Lambert here, our resident Tesla expert. Based on insurance registrations, Tesla's deliveries in China dropped to a scary low level last week, despite having ramped up production of the new Model Y. China and the US are Tesla's two most important markets. Tesla makes its profit, albeit declining profits, in the US and from China, where it gets its volume. The automaker doesn't make much money in China because over 90% of the vehicles it delivers there are cheaper rear-wheel drive Model 3 and Model Y trims, and it has to discount them with 0% financing to sell those. But China remains vital for Tesla since it exports electric vehicles to other markets like Europe from its Gigafactory Shanghai. However, despite the heavy discounts on its vehicles in China, Tesla's having difficulties competing with the rapidly growing Chinese automakers. According to insurance registration data, Tesla delivered only 3,070 vehicles in China last week, down 69% from the same week last year. Now, this is not because of a softening global EV market or a softening Chinese market. In fact, April's global EV sales were up 29% compared to a year ago, the same period where Tesla is now down more than 69% in China. According to Rho Motion's latest report, global EV sales for April were 1.5 million units, bringing the year-to-date tally to 5.6 million NEVs. That includes battery electric vehicles, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, and light-duty EVs. I'm not sure what LDVs is. I think he meant to say something like hybrid vehicles, whatever. April sales fell 12% compared to March 2025, but matched the previous month's year-over-year growth at 29%. Here's how those global 2025 sales break down by region compared to January to April of 2024. Globally, EV sales up 29%, China up 35%, Europe up 25%, North America up 5%, but keep in mind, there was an artificial spike there towards the end of March that basically gave March a higher number than it normally would have had because of the tariffs and tariff scare. A lot of people accelerated their plans in North America to buy EVs. So that might be why it's only up 0.5% in April. Rest of the world up 37%. As has been the case with every Rho Motion report we cover, China continues to lead the world in EV adoption, despite sales dropping 9% month over month. Having recently visited the Shanghai Auto Show alongside some OEM visits in Hangzhou, I can see why adoption is moving more quickly. The number of available makes and models at affordable prices is incredible, and the tech you get for your money is downright staggering. That is why one in four cars sold in 2025 will be EVs, and that's just the beginning. That's according, of course, to Michelle Lewis, who is quoting a study from the International Energy Agency. And if EVs stay on track, they could make up more than 40% of global car sales as quickly as 2030. Now, Toyota is hoping that some of those sales are going to go its way, and it has revamped its main five-passenger crossover electric offering in the U.S. The bZ4X is now just called the Toyota bZ. The electric SUV gets a new name, more range, a NACS port, that's a Tesla supercharger to you and me, and other upgrades. The 2026 Toyota bZ has an estimated driving range of 314 miles. That's a 25% improvement over the outgoing bZ4X. It also has a built-in NACS charging port, unlocking access to Tesla's vast supercharger network across North America. Toyota said its upgraded EV can charge from 10 to 80% under ideal conditions with added plug-and-charge capabilities. Charging has never been easier. That time there you're looking for is just under 20 minutes. Looks like that was missed by the editors, but that's okay. We'll make sure that you guys get that information. 10 to 80% in less than 20 minutes. The all-wheel drive models now have up to 338 horsepower. That's a 50% improvement thanks to new SiC semiconductors. Front-wheel drive models deliver 221 horsepower, up from 201 in 2025. Other upgrades include battery preconditioning and a thermal management setup to help optimize charging speeds in cold weather. The 2026 bZ will have two battery options, 57 kilowatt hours and 74 kilowatt hours. Toyota estimates the larger battery will provide up to 314 miles of range, while the smaller option will get 236 miles. Toyota upgraded the electric SUV inside and out with new features, including Toyota's hammerhead front end, which is shown on updated vehicles like the Camry and Crown. The new styling includes redesigned front and rear over fenders and slim LED daytime running lights. Also, those weird black plastic fenders in there that are kind of off-roady SUV-like, those are now body color. I think it looks a lot better. Interior is redone as well with a few upgrades, including a redesigned center console, which it needed. New setup now includes a 14-inch Toyota Audio multi-screen, multimedia touchscreen, two wireless phone chargers, and a slimmed-down dashboard. I think it looks much, much better. But again, the bZ4X never looked bad in pictures. It just looked a little weird when you were in it. So we'll see how this ends up looking. Upgrading to the limited trim will gain you 20-inch black alloy wheels, multi-LED headlights, Softex trimmed seats. That's like a fake leather or vegan leather if you're one of those Tesla bros. Ventilated front seating and added safety driver assistance features. Other options include panoramic moonroof with power sunshade and a premium 9-speaker JBL audio system. Now, this is a really good looking car, really nice looking upgrade to the bZ4X, but that car's problem was never how it looked, really even how it performed. It was a decently capable vehicle. It was kind of marketed in a weird way. It was still marketed as like an off-roader. It had those weird black plastic bumpers, again, rather fenders and bumpers too. So this is going to be an interesting case study. Is a little bit better going to be good enough to make this thing really take off of the marketplace? I think it will. Toyota reliability, a little bit easier to remember, better looks. I think this is exactly what this car needed. It's going to be successful. But it's not the only Toyota EV news. Toyota is bringing this sleek new electric SUV to the U.S. It's a 2026 CHR EV with nearly 300 miles of range, surprisingly stylish, surprisingly affordable. Who could beat the original Toyota CHR? The funky-looking compact SUV was priced under $25,000, but was discontinued in 2022. To make way for the more efficient Corolla Cross Hybrid. Well, now the CHR will make a comeback in the U.S. as a fully electric SUV with nearly 300 miles of range. Outside of a plus added to the name CHR Plus, the U.S. and European versions look nearly identical. The electric version is a drastic upgrade over the retired gas-powered model. Toyota gave it a stylish new look with an updated design closer to the new Corolla and Crown. The smaller SUV features Toyota's hammerhead front end again with slim LED headlights and distinctive character lines. It's about the size of a Kia Niro and a bit smaller than the bZ, Toyota's first EV at 185 inches long, powered by a 74.7 kilowatt hour battery. If you were paying attention just now, you know that's probably a repeat. Toyota expects the CHR to go 290 miles of driving in the EPA cycle. It will also be equipped with a standard NACS port to access Tesla's supercharger network. Using DC fast charging, the electric SUV can recharge from 10 to 80% in about 30 minutes. The new CHR will come with standard all-wheel drive and up to 338 horsepower. That'll be plenty quick in this size SUV. Toyota said the added power is good for a 0 to 60 sprint in about 5 seconds. Now, finally, if you're sitting here thinking you want to buy one of these new Toyota SUVs, even though they go lickety quick and you're concerned about the insurance bill, and not to worry, we've put together a list of the cheapest EVs to insure in 2025. Some of these I kind of forgot existed. So this is fun read. We'll have links to that in the show notes over at electric.co. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's news. And yeah, it's getting fun and exciting to be back. Talk to you later.